Next case on the docket is case 3840. On a motion, Commission consider the application of Vernal Lawn for an order declaring gas producements Tarla site number 1-15 well located section 15 township 162 north main 79 west Idswold Field, Bottineau County, North Dakota as an exception.
Statement in form of suggestion, it would be desirable to combine all of those cases. The testimony is the same in all of them, the facts are the same in all of them, and we move the verified application as filed, which combines all of these wells in one application.
Can you lay your way through the information as you go?
Yes, I'm going to basically give the same information under oath that is in the verified application. That's all we have to present. There are no specific exhibits as such.
Your requests are to combine are for cases 3840 through 3847?
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm not picking on you, Tim. Their exhibits had a page on the exhibit with all the pertinent information for the request, and that's why we did it that way.
Yes, yes.
Is there any I'm sorry, Tim, go ahead.
Oh, just to more fully respond to Mr. Norton's question, the verified application in evidence covers the pertinent facts, at least what I think is pertinent.
The amount of gas being produced.
Not the amount as in specific, because none of them produce any gas.
Okay. But does the application say that?
The application in it says that, yes.
Okay, so you better move the applications into the record.
Which is what I just did.
Any objection to combining for the purposes of hearing cases 3840 through case 3847? Not case 3841 on a motion of the commission to consider the application of Vernal Lawn for an order to permit flaring gas produced from certain oil wells located in Mohall Field, Bottineau County, North Dakota as an exception to section 3808 of 6.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3842 on a motion of commission to consider the application of Vernal Lawn for an order to permit flaring gas produced from number 1 well located in section 35 Township 161 North Main 78 West Starbuck South Starbuck Field, Bottineau County, North Dakota as an exception to section 3808 of 6.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3843, on a motion the commission consider the application of Vernal Lawn for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from its number two well, located in section 30, township 163 North Range 81 West, Antler Field, Bottineau County, North Dakota's inception, section 3808-06.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3844, on a motion the commission consider the application of Vernal Lawn to an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from certain oil wells located in the North Haas Field, Bottineau County, North Dakota, inception, section 3808-06.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3845, on a motion the commission consider the application of Vernal Lawn to an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from certain oil wells located in the Haas Field, Bottineau County, North Dakota's exception to section 3808-06.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3846, on a motion the commission consider the application of Vernal Lawn for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from its Anderson number 1-R well located in section 22, township 163 North Range 91 West, Flaxton Field, Bottineau County, North Dakota as an exception to section 3808-06.4 North Dakota Century Code. And case number 3847, on a motion the commission consider the application of Vernal Lawn for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from the Theodore Olson number 1 well located in section 18 township 162 north range 90 west Woburn Field, Bottineau County, North Dakota as an exception to section 3808-06.4 North Dakota Century Code. Mr. Thames, are you going to be lawyering or witnessing? Witnessing. You promise to tell the truth and not about to be heard?
I do. May it please the Commission, C.B. Thames, Jr., P.O. Box 1433, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in behalf of Vernal Lund in this group of cases. May the record show we've moved the verified application into the record here. Briefly, I would like to call the Commission's attention to a few of the salient facts that are in the application and that are known to this witness. The Taralseth Erickson, Wade, Brandt, Brundersleeve, Johnson, Engstrom wells are all located in Bottineau County, North Dakota, and they suffer from two disabilities insofar as this hearing, the subject matter of this hearing is concerned. All of those wells produce gas at a rate too small to measure. All of those wells have propane tanks set on them because it is necessary to buy propane to operate the leases most of the time. The small amount of gas that is produced is utilized almost without exception in lease operations. It's most unusual that there's even sufficient gas to flare at any time, then only after the well's been shut in for a period of time. Further, it is some 50 to 60 miles from the location of the nearest of these wells to the nearest gas gathering system, which is located in the vicinity of Lignite, North Dakota. So it would be, with the quantities of gas involved, an exercise in futility to even discuss the possibility of any kind of a sales line. In my opinion, the gas is of no value whatsoever, even if it was in some substantial quantity, which it is very obviously not. Two wells also listed in the application, the one are Anderson Well and the one Theodore Olson Well, are located in Burke County, North Dakota. They're somewhat closer to the gas plant. Those wells, the Theodore Olson Well has been producing for over 20 years, makes only a few barrels of oil a month. The gas there is insufficient, too small in volume to measure. There has never been any possibility throughout the history of the well of a hookup with the lignite plant. That gas is, in my opinion, of no value. There is rarely a flare on that location. Most of the time, what little gas there is after shutdown is merely vented. It won't keep the flare operating. The Anderson Well, 1R Anderson Well, is producing, I think the last time it was looked at was 2 or 3 barrels of oil a day, gas too small to measure. There is a gathering line within a couple of miles. There's simply insufficient volume of gas to even discuss a hookup at current rates and current prices of gas. The only well Mr. Lund operates, which has some gas, is the number one Ewald Klitsky well, which is up in the portal field, and it is hooked up to the gas plant. So he has been very conscious of where he could sell something. He's been doing it. There is insufficient gas in any of these wells to justify any kind of commercial development. Any kind of sales, and the very small amount of gas is normally just vented. It is sweet gas. That concludes the presentation on this matter.
Any questions for Mr. Thames? Charlie?
Tim, in the North Hawes field, how many wells does Mr. Lund have?
North Hawes? Okay. My recollection, Mr. Cook, is that the Engstrom wells and the Johnson well, that lease is split between the Hawes and North Hawes field. And I believe the number one Engstrom is in the north. The number one Engstrom is in the Hawes field, and the 2, 3, 4, 5 Engstrom and Johnson wells are in the North Hawes field.
So there are four wells in the North Hawes?
Be five. One well in the North Hawes, 5 wells in the Hawes.
Does the applications in the individual cases list the wells, Tim?
The application is a combined application that lists all of the wells in it.
It lists the wells?
Yes, they are listed.
So we won't have any problem writing an order where it says certain wells in the North Hawes field, but we will have the names of the wells so we can name them specifically.
Each well in the application is listed by its location and its file number, and its name and location and file number under the county.
Any other questions? Any other testimony? Anyone else in the room have any testimony in any of these cases? If not, we'll close the hearing on cases 3840 through 3847.